Most movies used to come from Broadway. Not just the musicals like Chicago, Oklahoma, Kiss Me, Kate, My Fair Lady, but also straight dramatic plays such as Death of a Salesman or A Raisin in the Sun. But now films like Matilda, Kinky Boots, Legally Blonde, Billy Elliot, and Spamalot are the inspiration for Broadway. The one-way street has turned completely in the other direction. We can say Disney was one of the companies that really changed the rules of this game by taking its animated hits like Beauty and the Beast and The Lion King and turning them into giant hit musicals. The Lion King still continues to outgross any other musical on Broadway, and it all began as a film. So really, what does it matter where plays or movies come from? Well, on one level, it doesn't, as long as the entertainment is good. But the idea of creativity is, I think, a key one. Playwrights used to love writing for the stage and hoping their play might be turned into a movie. Are screenwriters doing the same thing now? Are they writing films with an eye on the stage version that will be down the road? Some say it's a sign of intellectual bankruptcy in the theater world. Now, of course, Hollywood has never been accused of being overly creative either. But there are a lot more successful movies in the last two decades than there have been successful original plays. So the stealing ends up being one way. We even see musicals started out as straight films. Stephen Sondheim turned All About Eve into Applause. A B-movie like Little Shop of Horrors became a giant Broadway hit, and Hairspray, a rather obscure John Waters movie, became a huge hit on the stage and is now done in regional theaters all over the country. One term that I saw in my research on this subject was adaptation decay. The idea is we keep readapting material, it gets further and further away from what the original was. And we can see that the charm of Roald Dahl's Chocolate Factory first got turned into a film with Gene Wilder, remade as a movie by Tim Burton, and failed miserably as a Broadway musical. And a lot of people felt the remake of the movie didn't improve on the original. So sometimes maybe movies should just stay movies and plays should just stay plays, but today's intellectual property world doesn't really allow that to happen. So we're going to see additional adaptation decay as movies move further and further away from their source. And at some point, maybe Netflix series will become musicals and will go yet another step. I can see it right now, House of Cards, the musical.